Hello and welcome to Wild Time, only here on IndieMedia.ie with myself, Thomas Janek. Well, today I'm going to talk to Anne Kingston and her daughter Louise Kings, because they are involved in the Irish Dog Journal, which, believe it or not, has been a long time ago has been one of the biggest journals in Ireland, and it's coming back now. So we'll be listening to all of that in a second. You are listening to Wild Time. Check us out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/wildtimeradio. The official blog at the moment is www.wildtimeon96fm.blogspot.com. Coming up now is the interview. Louise, I start with you. Tell me a bit about sort of your memories around the magazine. I guess that from what we talked about it about off air, that your father was the instigator of having this magazine out and about at some stage, wasn't it?
Well, it was my mother and my father, and the magazine started in the late 70s and continued right through to the early 80s. I was very, very young when the magazine was out, but what I do remember as a child was there was an office in the house where my mother worked from, and it's just funny when you look back at publishing then and now. I mean, she literally used the light box, mm-hmm. and would be cutting out articles and graphics and stuff to put into the magazine, and there'd be all sorts of people calling, obviously people for advertising and stuff like that. And then obviously I remember going to the dog shows, because the magazine was in the shops, but it was also sold at all the championship dog shows. So I remember we would have a big stand there, and we had a big dog mascot, and obviously I remember my father going around with a big camera, because he was the photographer and he was the advertising manager. But as you're right, being where the action was. But I remember, though, funny enough, probably because my parents being big names within the dog world at that time, they were almost like celebrities. So myself and my younger brother, we certainly creamed it. Okay. And we were only like 5, 6, 7. It was earlier than that, up to about 5, 6, 7. I remember very, very clearly.
The interesting thing is, or probably the sad thing, which in fact is a good thing because you're bringing the journal back, there's actually not that many dog-related magazines at all in Ireland, still to this very day. I mean, I only see a few most of the time when I go anywhere. Actually, I think I haven't even seen an Irish one. No, there's no Irish ones, is there?
No, there are two other, one is, they call themselves a newspaper, but it's sort of glossy. It's from Northern Ireland, and it's only for show dogs. Okay, so. And there's another one that's basically down here, and it's only for shows, right? Okay. But no dog magazine like we would have, which covers right across the board. Mm-hmm.
So why are you bringing it back now?
The time was right. We felt the time was right.
The market wasn't being filled. Yes. As my mother just said, you know, the magazines that are out there are specifically targeted for Irish show dogs, and only really Irish show dogs. Whereas I think it's the latest statistics are 1 in 4 people own a dog. No, I actually think it's higher than that. Probably which they're saying it's more than 25% of the Irish population have a dog.
I mean, in all fairness, working in a shelter myself a lot, we have more dogs than we have homes for. So 1 in 4 doesn't quite cut it.
No, I would believe. I think that's a conservative statistic. Yeah, I certainly would. But, you know, there's so much more to dogs than just showing them. Obviously, you know, our interest is to get people more involved with their pet, get them more involved. And with dog boutiques opening up and, you know, specifically, you know, a lot of celebrities like Britney Spears and Paris Hilton, they're in the press all the time with their chihuahuas and things like that. Now, a lot of people, and Sharon Osbourne with her Pomeranians, and, you know, a lot of groups said they didn't like that. A lot of animal groups said they didn't like that. But to be honest with you, the way I see it, these people are pampering their pets. Yeah, possibly to the point it's too much, but I have seen what you've seen, what's going on in the animal shelters, and I know which side I prefer.
From my point of view,
a healthy balance between the two certainly works.
Exactly, because sometimes when you look at some people, I work a lot with animals that have problems with muscle wastage because they're carried around. So yes, you know,
It is trying to find a balance. But the magazine, the original magazine was like a dog's Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, the original magazine did cover a lot of health issues and teach people how to breed, how to, you know, because a lot of people, when they buy a dog, they decide they want to breed. They might necessarily know when should you wait, how long in between, how old is the bitch, or what age is she too old to continue breeding in. Yeah. And with the rise of puppy mills and puppy farms, it is something that's of concern. Yeah. But the magazine, it's obviously that these are areas that are very important to us, but we're going to show the other side as well. You know, we're a lifestyle magazine for dog owners too, so you know, we're going to have amazing features. We've got a whole section on celebrities and their pets, so it's like a little inside view of that. Fantastic articles but from health. We have some lovely amazing fiction stories. We have you as we named you,
thank
Dr.
you.
Doolittle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Looking after the psychological, the spiritual, the shamanic side of things, because we're holistic based too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And tell us a bit about, you know, when she said, like I said, celebrity back in the day, you won a few prizes along the way, haven't you? What exactly was your involvement?
I showed my very first dog, I say the year, 1961. Mm. And it was in Russell Show. It's a big show. And I went in and I won the open class, beating two champions. And it's a disease you get, you see, and there's no vaccine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think that it's okay, celebrities, it's fine. But people must learn to think dog, not a human thinking dog. The humans think human, so they imagine the dog wants all this, that and the other. The dog doesn't. The dog only asks for one thing from us, our friendship. And in return, we get unconditional love from the dog. The dog will forgive you if you do something, but it will never forget. But it will forgive. Humans don't. Mm. And my theory is that they are here to teach us humans how we should be. And I want them to learn there's more to the dog. And I know some people are not interested in showing dogs. Some are. And some come round to it just out of the blue. And others, they start off by wanting, oh, I want a dog. I want to go in and want to show. Okay, fair play. But the dog, we have dogs that can sniff out cancer. We have dogs for the therapy dogs in the old homes and the people to go in and help the dogs. You must know that when you pat a dog and all that, it brings down your heart rate. You'll live longer.
That's scientifically proven anyway.
And then you've got dogs for the deaf and then dogs for the blind. The sniffer dogs that are helping us with the drugs. The dogs that'll sniff out bombs. You've got the dogs that go to war and fish out people that have been under.
Or disaster areas.
The disaster areas. I could keep going for the next half hour. We forget this about the dog. Mm. And the dog's a fabulous creature. And
it's also interesting to recognize and to remember that all problems that dogs have are man-made because we domesticated them. So obviously it will be a very broad palette of things, and you already touched on what your concern be. Given the current market, I mean, what I often get is, you know, when I walk around town and the country and just, you know, preach, I either preach to the converted or I have a very difficult time sometimes to just make my point clear that we have to respect them more. What difficulties are you thinking you're going to encounter on your way to republishing it or publishing it again?
I can't think of any. We want people to see the magazine on the shelves, which we will be. Mm. Right through the whole of Ireland, it'll be national, and an awful lot more going to the north, that they can, as we were saying the other day, buy their magazine, come sit down, cup of tea or whatever, and have a nice read. Because A, they will be educated, they will be amused, there'll be everything in there. So that is, I don't see any difficulty.
The magazine is also designed to be kept, the layout, the glass, is that you'll keep it? Because you may not encounter breathing problems, dealing with fleas or dealing with some muscle joint thing initially, but you can keep it and go back to refer
exactly.
it to. So that's, you know, it's almost like there's a little encyclopedia.
So it's more than just entertainment?
Oh, yes, way, way more than entertainment. We're crisscrossing. Mm. Our aim is to really kind of cross all the markets. Yes, we're obviously going to cover the shows because the original magazine did, so we're going to take back our original features.
Yeah.
But we're also bringing the more fun aspect to it as well. So you mightn't get all the best of breed winners in our magazine, but you'll certainly get some amazing photos. Do you know what I mean? Of activity. Because that's what we really are hoping that people will do, is that they, as my mother just said, learn your dog. They're not all the same, and just because they come under the same breed, they're all completely different characters.
They're all individuals anyway.
All completely individual, as we are as people.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll show us. The dog itself, they'll show us how they need to be treated or whatever.
Well, it's early October. When will it be on the shelves?
Magazines will be in the shops December 1st, but we hope, now it is still under proposal at the moment, but we hope to have an amazing open event as a public launch for the magazine. It'll be a free day of event for family and their dogs. We're literally calling it Dogs Day Out because there'll be no door charge, no parking fee. They come along, it'll be in the National Showgrounds in Dublin. We have fantastic lecturers taking place and talks, and we're also going to have some professional ethical breeders coming along with their own breed of dog. So say somebody who likes a Samoyed, they could come along. I have to say Samoyed because I love Samoyeds. But do you know what I mean? I know for a fact I've had Samoyeds for many years now. they're not the easiest of puppies. They're the most beautiful puppies as far as I'm concerned, but they're not the easiest. You have to be able to stick with them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So the idea is that people can, this will facilitate people who want to add an addition to their family. And Christmas normally is a typical time where people buy new puppies. So they can come along, talk to the breeder and find out, does their lifestyle match this particular breed? Exactly. We've also got an amazing fashion show. But the fashion show we're doing is, it is fun, but a lot of the products that will, that will be showcased are practical and very inexpensive. We have Sledge Dogs Ireland taking part as well. They're going to be coming along. They'll be there throughout the day with their scooters and various different things. So again, people who think maybe their dogs might be interested in this can come along and try. We hope to have vets there giving free dental and health checks. Tons of different exhibitors there doing various different things.
Well, I will definitely be there giving a talk on animal communication or behaviour, whatever you really want me to do.
As a dog psychologist. Yeah.
Yeah. So will there be an internet version of it? I mean, you know how it is these days. People Google first before they buy. Is there talk of an internet page? Not necessarily the whole magazine, but something? Is it in the making?
It is in the making. It is in the pipeline. We have got it. We have got a page up, and if anybody would like to check, it's simply irishdogjournal.com. But we there's another site being constructed for us at the moment. But you can get, you know, all our information that you need for now on that, or our contact details.
I always ask that it's towards the end of the interview, and it might be an obvious question, but I ask it anyway. You know, what have you learned from dogs in your life?
Everything. Literally everything. They teach you all the time. They never stop teaching you. They show the way. You just got to look at them and listen to them. Observe dogs. If you just stop and observe the things, you will see. It's amazing. They're just such amazing creatures. And that is why I want the magazine to be there for people that have nowhere to go. There's no other magazine that I know of. You can go to the vet and he'll be able to tell you about things of health on the day. But that's it. There's nowhere else to go. And I think it's badly needed. Yes. And they might feel a little bit left, they're feeling lost because they don't know where to go. But we will always be there to answer questions or guide them as best we can. Yeah, they won't be so lost anymore. Many years ago, Pedigree Chum did some kind of a research survey, and they found that the dogs in Ireland were much higher pro rata than in Britain, where everybody says, oh, dogs, English, whatever. But there were more dogs here than there were over there. So let's get cracking.
Yeah, I'm asking you that same question. What have you learned from animals?
Well, Thomas, when I was growing up, there's one thing I remember some people saying to me, and that was they preferred dogs to people. Yes. And I used to think, what a horrible thing to say. Well, now I've totally turned around. And I think I prefer dogs to people too. I have one particular dog who you did some work on many years ago. The impact she's had on my life is just, I better be careful, I'm going to start getting whatever. But the impact she's had, her pure spirit, it's not just her being a dog. In fact, if I took her to the vet and somebody called her a dog, I'd be like, who are they talking about? But it was her spirit. I mean, I was lucky enough that she showed me her spirit and her fighting spirit. I mean, you know some of the things that she's been through or had gone through, like, over the course of years. But she always remained the same. But that fighting spirit to just continue to live, and her love of life, I suppose, is what I've learned.
Thank you so much. That's all we have time for. You're listening to Wild Time with myself, Thomas Janak, only here on the media.ie. Watch this space, because we will be back soon. Bye-bye now.